Hey, Stay Fanoy here. You might know me as Lee Everett or any number of other video game voices, and I don't know how, but somehow I got hornswaggled into asking you guys to listen to this podcast. It's Game Fix Podcast. I mean, they really are nice guys, but, you know, they're not paying me anything.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario.
Woo-hoo. I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow. Monday nights, 8:30, 9, 9:30,
Maybe 10. Maybe 10, usually 9.
Once 11.
Sometimes 11, yeah. We'd love for you guys to check out the website as well, gamefixshow.com. In the top right-hand corner, you're actually going to see a couple of links that actually link you to us. A better way to find us sometimes is social media. So, like Verlaine mentioned, Facebook. We're on Facebook. You could also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and you can check out our YouTube page. We're going to put up some new videos here this coming week too. So please look for that. Also, there is a Patreon to support the show. Verlaine, tell them how they can support the show and what they get. One.
If you go to patreon.com/gamefixshow or, you know, go to the GIF, you are going to be able to monetarily support our podcast. Everything that you're watching on Facebook, all the podcasts that you download, that's always going to be free. This just helps us out a little bit more. And then we start helping you a little bit more as you climb up the tiers, which are going to start giving you access to behind the scenes kind of footage of our show, of the show. You know, we have the $5 tier, which you start getting access to things like the B-roll, the stuff that you don't hear from our celebrity interviews before we go live with them. We have a project going on with those celebrity interviews. We give you stuff randomly. When you see us, you get free stuff and discounts. And then when you get to the highest tier, you can actually start influencing the show almost as a producer. You can challenge us to games. You can make us review games. You could have us talk about things. You are really as close to the show as you could possibly be.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your gifts and discounts are absolutely higher when we see you, if we see you in person. So whatever. Patreon.com/GameFixShow. Do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, we always see a few. That's for sure. Like every year, we always see a few. So we're lucky enough to do that. So, but we will be moving forward with that. Of course, you know, we're always fighting the pandemic, as well as there's a lot of events fighting the pandemic, that which we're going to get to today. Also, I got to say, we've mentioned on the show countless times that Skyrim has been released more times than, I don't know, name the bigger release than Skyrim. Name anything.
Doom. Just Doom.
Just Doom in general. Like, maybe that's close, but probably not.
And no.
We're here to tell you that there is going to be another release of Skyrim, but we'll get into that, what that is also. Also, Snoop Dogg teaches the youth how to react to when you get your ass kicked at a game. It's really good. I'm glad he did that. That's good. That's awesome. Thank you for that, by the way. Also, there's a bunch of movie stuff, a bunch of TV news that we'll get to by the end of the show. On top of that, we have to get into WandaVision, or as we like to call it, Fan Division, because we are fans of the show, and we got one more episode left. So at the end of the show, we'll let you know when we're about to talk about it. So if you haven't seen last Friday's show, what are you doing, first off? But we'll just mention it so you don't get spoiled, because that's the kind of guys we are. That's really what it is. So, all right. But we have a lot to get to. We're going to talk some Warzone, and I know Verlaine's going to talk Warzone too. So let's get into that. So what we've been playing this week, Verlaine, start us off.
I have been plowing through the Path of Neo.
Nice.
I'll
give you some ambient.
Still, it took me a while to get through the Merovingian part.
Yeah.
And it's basically just remembering what door to go through, so that every time you go, you do it again, you know what door to go through. But towards the end, it was a little harder because you fight these ants for no reason, and you can only kill them by having them on fire. So by either kicking them into fire or using a torch kind of candlestick weapon.
Yeah.
And it took me a little bit to get to one part of that, but then the game glitched out, so I couldn't get past that part, so I had to start it all over again. And it is one of those games, at least at that part, where when you fail at that part, if you get beat or whatever, you start all the way at the beginning of that level. But I went through there. Now I'm fighting all the vampires and stuff, and the one chick that has no purpose at all, but the game is with me. And that's it, dude. I love that game. I love it. It's just so great. So, like, I just sit there and beat people's asses all day.
are you getting geared up for the movie?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Sure, why not? It's funny, I watched Animatrix this week. So
yeah.
So I'm kind of like on the same page you are right now. Except for I didn't play the game. Maybe we're not on the same. Go ahead.
And then Warzone, that's it. Like, good old guns.
Good old guns.
And then I finally got to play with Link.
I know. He finally joined the world.
Yeah. So that was fun. I mean, it's Warzone. There's like, I guess they're planning a lot of huge stuff with it. But I mean, it's still one of those games. Like, I told you, I was going to go back into Overwatch because I have it installed, and I tried it last week, and I didn't. I did Warzone instead.
Yeah,
so.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
Yeah,
but that's okay. Maybe I can coax you back into it. Who knows?
Yeah.
At this point, you have to coax me into turning my Xbox on. I haven't really turned that on in a while.
Yeah.
Actually, my wife turns it on more than I do. She watches like shows. I think she watches the Peacock Network because you can't get that anywhere else. Not I digress anyway. Is that all? Is that all you've been playing?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's sums it up.
If you're in the chat room, let us know what you've been playing. We'd love to hear. If you're not, if you're listening to the recorded podcast, thank you so much for downloading it. But you can actually tell us yourself what you've been playing on Twitter, on Facebook, on any of our social media. Just kind of let us know what's going on. We'd love to hear. I have been playing Warzone as well. I think really I got back into it, and like you mentioned, because of Link jumped on finally. Like it's funny. Like he's like totally discovering this game. Like it's a brand new game, and he's like, dude, this game is like so sweet. And I'm like, I know. I've been playing it for like 6 months.
Forever.
Where have you been? Yeah, but that's cool. No, that's good. I'm good with that. Oh, and Jack's here. Thank you, Jack. Thanks for announcing yourself. Jack's here. Yeah, he's been playing. So you see that? Jack's here.
I can't see it, but I can see it in my head.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we've been playing that, and it's been good. It's been good. Also, speaking of Jack, we started a game. It was a challenge that he put out there, and of course I jumped on it because I was like, okay, what is the game all about? Do you know what game I'm talking about? Which one he challenged?
Yeah, Valhalla, right?
Valhelm.
Yeah, you played it last week, right?
Yeah. So we've still been playing it, and it's actually pretty cool. It's like, and like I said before, the graphics are a little rough. You know what I mean? Like I would say PS1 to PS2 graphics we're talking about here. But the actual gameplay is actually pretty smooth, and there's a lot to this game than we even know. I was talking to Jack earlier today about it, and he was throwing me out. There was some stuff that we don't even know about. Like, there's so much to this game that apparently you could build a boat and you can go sail. It's not like what's the pirate game that we play?
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves. Apparently, when it comes to that, Sea of Thieves is a little bit more intricate. You know, there's more to do with Sea of Thieves when you're on the boat. This one, you're just kind of sailing, but it's a smaller boat. You know, just because you're. Well, you're a Viking, and you don't really have much. At this point, we don't have the big giant ship with the dragon head or anything, you know, or the horse head, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, like, we're getting there. We're getting there. Whoa, Bocephus joins the chat, dude. Where have you been? Thanks for coming, man. Let's see. Lindsay said that she's been playing Katamari. I love it, and Pikmin. Love that. Jesse, I've never seen Jesse before. Thanks for listening, man. Thanks for jumping in. Cold War Zombies and GTA.
He's Jesse, what's up, Jesse?
You know Jesse? Okay, cool. That's good. And then Bosefus says, "Oh yeah, it is a Viking Minecraft." You're right, dude. Valheim is definitely a Viking Minecraft, but it's pretty fun, and I'll definitely play more. It's just like when it comes to PC games, like I have to sit up when I'm playing PC, and I know that sounds terrible and like lazy of me, but like
astute.
Yeah, right. But like I'd rather like lay on the couch and play a console game. I guess that's kind of where I'm at. I'm sorry, but I will play PC. It's not that I won't play it, but sometimes I just want to be relaxed. Fair.
Yeah.
Where everyone's okay. Cool. Yeah. But yeah, that's about it. That's what I'm playing. I play a little Don't Starve. I always play a little Don't Starve. It's always there. So okay, let's move on. And you know what, dude, we're gonna play a little This or That. We haven't done that in a while.
This or That.
There's a lot on the menu today.
Oh, you mean thing or not a thing? Oh wait.
Oh yeah, thing or not a thing. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're right. I appreciate that. Yeah. No. Thing or not a thing. So how this works? There is a lot to go over today. There's so much stuff that we got to talk about today. So some of the stuff is kind of going to be quick. So we're going to get to kind of everything. So I think off the bat, real quick, I did mention a couple events that have been either postponed or, it's going to be online. So real quick, thing or not a thing, E3 will be most likely a smaller event, not even a online event. Thing or not a thing?
It's not a thing.
Why is it not a thing? Okay.
It could be... Because they canceled last year.
Yeah.
Everybody's canceling, and everybody's trying the online thing, and everybody's failing at it. So no matter what they do, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter until the news topic is, or the news headline is, first show that's actually going on, or, they open their doors again. Like it's going to be the same thing with every single convention that comes by now.
I tend to agree. Also, the other one is San Diego Comic-Con, and they're looking to maybe possibly do a small event. I don't know what that would be. I don't know how they would even do that. Although I would imagine they would probably just go right to digital, just like E3 is going to be doing. I think we're on the same page with that. I think that is not a thing as well. Right,
like it's less of a thing because E3 at least has the benefit of being geared towards technology and electronics. Look, in E3's case, all they have to do is make a presentation or get all of the videos that they were going to air live anyways, tag on advertising, and release all of them on some YouTube channel all at once. There you go. Because that's really all that's going to happen anyway. So the only way they're going to make money right now is through advertising.
Yeah.
That's it. Because even if they try to have a live event or a streamed Twitch event, they're really just not, they're only getting advertising essentially once, and it's not even the same kind. Like seeing it like live there, like, I don't know, it's, they have more track of downloads, and people watching it, So I think... they're not going to do it. Yeah. But in terms of Comic-Cons, they're kind of screwed and they've been screwed.
I mean, BlizzCon just did their online thing and it was I think it was just less than a day, right? It was just a couple of things online and they kind of got their information out. It really wasn't much, but they did what they had to do. And I totally understand. But I think we're kind of all on the same page when it comes to anything live event. It just kind of has to go by the wayside until this kind of gets all figured out, right? I mean,
yeah. Find another way to just announce stuff, but just we don't need the event right now.
We don't need the event. You're right. Real quick, I forgot to mention. Thank you, Jack, for reminding me. I can't believe I forgot. I downloaded the Outriders demo. I don't know. Is that just a PS5 thing?
No. It's on PS4. I didn't want to. I'm glad he mentioned this too. Yeah, okay, yeah. So he was telling me about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was saying how it was like Remnant. Which me and him liked. You didn't like it.
I don't think
It was like a dumbed down version of all those other games. Yeah. In fact, it was like a dumbed down version of the Avengers. The Avengers was actually a game like that, but the style that I didn't like it, everything was simpler with the Remnant. So he's talking about this game and it sounds like, another Remnant, which is cool. I'll try it, but I'm kind of like, damn, I went from the Remnant to Avengers to this game. And then he's like, yeah, I looked it up and Square Enix.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, wait a minute. So Square Enix pushes out the Avengers and then another game just like the Avengers at the same time.
I don't know where you're getting that. Hold on. Let me stop you, dude. I don't know where you're getting that. I don't think it's just like the Avengers. I don't think it's anything just like the Avengers. Honestly, it's more like Gears of War. That's really what it's like.
No, it's in the type that the style of game that it is, it's absolutely just like Destiny, just like all those games. It's based on going to different worlds, leveling up your characters, getting through the story. It's co-op, but the like, it's elemental, like certain weapons hurt them more depending on the color of them. Like, those things are all factors of that game. And it's another one of those games you have to get in groups of three to play through it. And it's another one of those games that I just that game was three for us.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a three player.
Remnant. You're talking about Remnant. I'm sorry.
The upgrading and everything was very simple.
Yeah.
And you know, eventually you don't even, the class didn't matter because you could have everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
That's how it's similar. And that's how I'm saying, how are they going to go from making a game, the Avengers, that is like that, essentially that's the kind of game it is, like a Destiny game, to another game while the Avengers is failing. They're putting out another game that's very similar to the gameplay, like the game style, the genre of these two games, from what Jack is saying, are the same. If it's anything like Remnant, it's too close. And it just kind of like makes me wonder, what are they doing?
Jack says that Outriders is a three player game. I apologize. I went in thinking it was four. That's on me, but
usually it is four.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But like, I do like story-driven games. I'm a fan of story-driven games, but this is one of those games where you'll play like 2 minutes of something, and then all of a sudden there's a cutscene, and then you do something, and then there's another cutscene, and then you do something else, and then another cutscene. I'm like, all right, come on, let's just play the freaking game. So like, it got me very frustrated playing it, and. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm on the fence about this game. I'm definitely leaning towards no, definitely.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The game looks good. It definitely looks nice. I think it looks better than the Avengers, to be honest. I think the game looks great as far as like the appearance and the graphics and all that. But like, I don't know. The storyline was okay. But it's just not enough for me to be like, okay, I'm going to drop the $60 and play this, right? Like, it's just, no. I'm out. So, you all should play the demo, at least try.
Yeah, the demo's free.
Yeah, the demo's free. I think it's like 18 gigs, 18 or 19 gigs. But, like, just download it, play it through. And actually, it took us a while to get through the demo. I think it almost took us like an hour and a half to get through it. So, it's actually a pretty big demo. And I didn't realize how much it would be. You play one boss and then you kind of get to a certain point and then that's kind of like the end of it. The boss was pretty good, pretty hard. And I guess in a way it was kind of like the Avengers. See, now that I'm talking about it, but the gameplay is very much Gears. So like, you run and you duck
the cover-based
really
fast. System and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want the one guy shoots on one side and like distracts, so then you can kind of like, it's like that.
Oh,
so,
that's kind of cool though. Yeah.
So that's cool. No, it's not like Army of Two. No game will ever be like Army of Two. That game was so cool. I don't know. When it came to like a two-player game, like they nailed that game, and I just wish they would come back and do another thing, something like that. Who knows? Real quick, I wanted to mention Mike has a, because I think 1 week I forgot to mention it and I still feel bad about it. I'm sorry, Mike. This week he is doing another retro reboot. Of course, that's what he does. And it's actually good timing because we're actually going to go through the free games, and we should do that next. We're going to do the free games next. And he's actually going to do the original Final Fantasy VII from the PlayStation. So this is not the remake that he's going to be reviewing. He was going to review the original. So that will be on our website about noon tomorrow. So gamefixshow.com, and you could see his review of the original Final Fantasy VII. Boom. That out there. Yeah. So let's get to Some free games.
Ah, man, I'm all out of cash.
We'll go back to thing or not a thing. All right, since I kind of mentioned that, so it kind of related, right?
Well, we can make this a thing or not a thing.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
Do the games matter?
Okay, yeah, all right. So then, then I'll make it up to you. Do you want to start with Xbox or PlayStation?
Let's do PlayStation.
Okay, PlayStation, and I mentioned it. The Final Fantasy VII Remake it's the PS4 version, so I just to be clear, will be free this month on PlayStation Plus. Is that a thing or not a thing?
That's kind of cool, yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right, cool. So I think, because what's happening, and we'll get into the next, actually, we'll make it this a thing right now, right off the bat, it's going to be on Xbox. Is that a thing or not a thing, or does it even fucking matter?
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's definitely a thing. I mean, that's showing that, hey, it's not really that Final Fantasy is exclusive to PlayStation. Yeah. It's that they find that their audience is at PlayStation, which is absolutely true. I bet their sales for it are still going to be bigger on PlayStation.
They're saying it's coming to the Game Pass, so I just want to throw that out there.
So I think that people have to look into that. Like, this game is, fairly new. Fairly new.
Fairly new, yeah.
So I don't know, something's going, like, there's got to be something going on. Either the next chapter is coming out, there's some hullabaloo with the PlayStation 5 version, but either way, that version is coming out, and this I think is a clever way to get people to buy the PlayStation 5 version. So I think it's great. It's definitely a thing to download.
Yeah, I agree. Just
that's a true remake. Like, that is a true remake.
100%. I mean, because it's so new, I think I agree with you that it is definitely a thing. Like, that's up there. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Totally.
Remnant from the Ashes. Is that a thing or not a thing?
Yes, just so that people know what we are talking about. You can definitely burn out. Like, you could play it, and if you like it, like, definitely, like, if you want to play with us, we play it. I'm down to go back to that game.
Right on.
I don't know, you maybe not, but
yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, both Cephas says, hey, let's play it, I think I'm in, but other than that, I don't know.
Jack, it's a game definitely to try. To
really convince me to play again.
There's some DLC too. I think that's what got me into, like, wanting to try it, because they just put out the last DLC for it, and the fact that they came out with DLC, like, made me kind of want to try it.
Possibly. No. The next game is called Maquette. I don't know. It's a first person recursive puzzle game, which actually looks kind of cool. If you look at the website gamefixshow.com, the article that Mike put, you can actually watch the trailer, and you know, it's actually not bad. I it looks very cool. Like, there is the first puzzle it showed you was like this giant this red dome, and it just looked beautiful, right? And there was this giant block in the way of, like, another building, right? And when you went inside this giant dome, it was like a miniature model of what is happening on the outside, and there was the block there, but you can move that block. So then when you turn around, the block is actually moved.
Yeah. I saw this. I remember seeing this game, the trailer for this.
I love puzzle games, so I'm definitely going to jump on this and check it out. I think this is a thing. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Cool.
Like, I think this is another one of those games. Like, I feel that they are, and it's not a bad thing, that they are flushing the system, getting everything out there for us, no matter how new it is, because they want us to just have it and give us more of a reason to upgrade to the next console. Like, there's no, if they're going to give us all these cool games, all their best games, there's nothing else that's going to be holding people like me back. That's like, oh, I always wanted this game. So-and-so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're giving it all. They're giving us all the great, I mean, it's totally a thing. Like, so far, like,
let's not stop there. They're giving us one more game. This is actually a PSVR game.
Another VR game.
And it is Farpoint.
Farpoint.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Do I have Farpoint?
I think you do.
I don't think I know.
Oh, you don't have it.
Jack has
Farpoint. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and now I'll have it.
That's how it works. Good job.
I think, I don't think I bought it. I think he, because I was game sharing with him, but then we weren't game sharing, so I lost it.
Yeah. Nice. I believe these
that's
games,
a great game, dude.
All four of the, I think that's a thing, right? I think really anything VR is a thing. That's
yeah. Our point is like, dude, it's like, hey, it's VR Halo. Like,
yeah
it's VR Halo. Sure. It's, dude, it was great. Like those guys, even the dudes that like made the game, I mean, they were like, we were sharing our videos and they were sharing the stuff, me and Jack. Cause like for a stint there, we were like streaming, playing that game in VR.
Yeah.
Dude, it's cool. That game's sweet. It deserves a sequel for sure.
I agree. That was the one that got me really dizzy. Remember? Like, dude, I couldn't do it. So I might jump back in and give it a go.
Yeah.
Try it out. Try it again. Okay. Well, that's the PlayStation games. And I'm telling you right now, PlayStation kicked Xbox ass this month. Okay. The first game is Warfaced Breakout.
I don't know anything about Warface, and I think there might be a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, all these games are... I don't know, man. I don't really know what Xbox is doing. I don't know what they're trying to do as far as free games. It seems to me they're trying to get rid of it. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, so, if we're going to go the same kind of theme...
Yeah.
I think in Xbox's case, they don't need to flush the system because Xbox and everything is going to carry over. PlayStation are the ones that are like all weird about their backwards compatibility. You know, like some of them are, they're going to upgrade for free. Some of them, they won't upgrade for free. Some of them are out now and not PlayStation 5 compatible. Like yeah. It's just weird, but Xbox, no matter what, everything that they give us now is still going to be playable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like Farpoint, at some point will not be playable anymore unless you go to the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I think they have different motives.
Well, that's not true. I could play that game on PlayStation 5.
Well, yeah. But it's, I'm just saying like, oh, you're right. But
so
there's some games
I don't think that's going to happen.
Some games they're not going to let you play. Like, go back to the game, like Final Fantasy VII Remake. You can't play that on PlayStation 5 for free. You have to buy the new one.
Yeah.
You know, the Avengers, it seems like they're going to make you buy the new one because the you could play it for PlayStation 4.
Right.
The PlayStation 5 one's not even made. So it's like, why make the PlayStation 5 one?
I could play it on the 5, but it's the 4 version.
Yeah, right. They're just doing all sorts of weird shit. Yeah. Not even just, it's, I don't know.
Are you ready? This next game? This one looks pretty fun, although I don't know. It's a top down game, couch co-op. It is called Vicious Attack Llama Apocalypse, and it is just what you think it is. Well, you're in a mech. I don't know if you thought that, but you're in a mech, and you're battling hordes of llamas.
And that's an indie game.
That's not a
thing. All over it.
It's not a thing.
So, it's not an indie game.
No, I'm just, it's not a thing.
Oh. No, it's
the next one is Metal Slug 3.
Look, Metal Slug is awesome, but this is not a thing. Metal Slug 3 is like, I mean, it's been ported to everything.
Yeah,
everything. I thought it was already on like the Xbox One. I mean, it is. Yeah. They're giving it away for free, but like it was on the Xbox 360. It's on. It's a dumb throwaway game. That game's stupid to give away for free.
That's fair.
But it's a great game.
Yeah, I know. Like it's fun, but it's just like, aren't they? Isn't that game like $5? $4?
It's
something
like
cheap.
Old.
Yeah. And then the last game is Port Royale 3. Excuse me. I'm guessing it's just Port Royal. It's a 17th century. You're pretty much a pirate.
I don't know anything.
Plundering, invading, beautiful 3D naval battles.
All right, PlayStation wins.
Right, it was like not much of a competition there. I think they really kind of, yeah, they really did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think a lot with when it comes to Xbox, I think you're right with that they're just kind of. You're like, well, we don't really need to do that. There's so many free games that if you have Game Pass, like and they're adding games, you know, all the time.
And they add the new games.
Yeah.
Like all their exclusives are going to be Game Pass immediately, like right away.
Let me ask you this. Are all you know, all the little specials that PlayStation and Nintendo put out, like what is it? The State of Play is the PlayStation. What is was the Nintendo yeah. House of Horrors or whatever it's called? I don't know.
House of Horrors, and then Xbox has the Xbox Live events.
Yeah, something like that. Well, are those a thing? Because PlayStation just had their State of Play. Do they need to do anything like that? Do they need a presentation, or if they just put out video?
They could just put out trailers. Right. It's the same effect because we're just waiting for the blathering idiots to shut up because half of them don't even know what the hell they're doing anyways.
Right.
They don't know about video games. Even if they make them, they don't know what the fuck they like. Just give us the trailer.
Just put out the trailer. We want to see it. Like, just put it out there. You know. So they put out of course Crash Bandicoot 4. It's About Time. Okay, fine. Crash Bandicoot, great. If you're into Crash Bandicoot, I'm sure you'll be excited about this, although it's kind of like a throwaway to me, because it's just like, all right, Crash Bandicoot. Like, it's just, you know, it could be like Mario Maker. Don't get me wrong, I love when a new Mario comes out, but, like, they could just make a new level in the same game, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, so. I'm not going to go through every one of them, but if you want to go through GameFixShow.com, Mike put out a article on that. The other one I want to actually touch on is Sifu. I believe that's how you say it, Sifu. And it is it's interesting. It's like it's a fighting game. It's third person, and you're like a ninja or like a young kung fu student. And it looks pretty sweet. I'm not gonna lie. The game. It was the first time we saw any of it, and like. He is, I don't know. It seems like very like what was the last samurai game? Ghost of Tsushima. It kind of has that feel to it, but at the same time, it seems more it's more in like today. You know, it's not like back then. But like,
oh, I was playing a game that was, I mean, just the same. It was today, but it was based on a samurai. It's weird. I told you about it a while ago. It was okay. Like really old though.
It looks cool. I think that like the hand to hand combat looks really awesome. And actually Mike, actually that's a good point. He said that it looks a lot like Jet Li's Rise to Honor back on PlayStation 2. If you know what I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
So it
yes.
it's very similar to that. So if
that game was so awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So check it out. It's called Sifu, Sifu. So So check that out if that's something you are interested in. Oddworld, Soulstorm, it's Oddworld, whatever. Abe can suck it. That's
fine. Yeah, they're really like, look, it has a cool tone to the game, but I mean, after all these games and not changing, really, like, it's just that same kind of weird, dreary, it's just adult lemmings, maybe? I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
I played the first one all the time. I beat the first one, but then after that, again, it was just the same shit. Like,
The next game that I'm looking at, and actually it seems kind of good. I don't know. It looks beautiful. The game is awesome. I guess they're really embracing the DualSense adapted triggers in the game. So like you can kind of get another feel for it. It's called Kena Bridge of Spirits. I'm guessing it's not a game for you, Verlaine. but it's like, it's kind of like a battle, like upgrade puzzle game, like. That, but it's, I don't know, it looks pretty cool. You'll have to kind of see what I'm talking about. Did you watch that trailer? I'm not sure if you did or not.
I'm watching it right now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I think most of the trailer is a cutscene. I think it kind of looks like, it's third person, right? Yeah. It's third person. So I don't know. It looks kind of fun.
Yeah, I do. A lot of these games, even like, what's it? The Senua.
Yeah.
Even games like that, like, there's a lot to do in those games, but it's not like tons of action like that. Like
you're thinking Hellblade, right?
Yes.
Senua's Sacrifice.
Senua's Sacrifice. Yeah, that. The game is awesome. It looks awesome, but like there's not a lot of action. It's more puzzling and more story driven.
Yeah.
And that's where, those games are cool and all, but that's not really my style of game. So okay. I can understand.
That's fair. Kind of cool. I like that they're doing this. Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade. So they're actually extending the story. So you're getting an extra, like, more to the story, which is cool. I think that's awesome. I think they totally should do that. So If you're into that, that'll be something very fun to do, I think. So they're just implementing it like a side story. Right?
Sweet.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. It's not the last one, but it's the last one for what we're talking about. I am on board. I'm like 75% on this game, ready to buy it. It's called Deathloop Deja Vu. The game looks really cool. It looks sweet. It's Arkane Studios, of course. You know, they're behind Dishonored and Prey and all that. But obviously it looks a little different than those games. But man, it looks fun. It's definitely a good multiplayer game, and yeah, I am interested all day long.
Is this the one with Dave Fennoy in it?
I believe you're right. I believe it is. We had him at the beginning of the show, right? Yeah. The game looks very cool. Third person. It has like there's like a warp ability. Go to move forward really fast. You know. I think that kind of has like it's a Dishonored feel
to it, right? At the same time, yeah. you keep like killing each other, or some I know that you at some point you're like each character.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It looks crazy.
Well, you're in a time loop, is what it is, which is why it's called Death Loop.
Right.
So I don't know a lot about the game as far as the storyline goes, but yeah, the game looks fun, and yeah, I'm definitely leaning towards buying that one for sure. For sure. Yes. All right. Good. You good on that?
Yeah.
Let's get to Snoop Dogg. Are you good with Snoop D-O-double-G?
Yeah. All right. He's still alive.
He's still alive. Yeah. How old is Snoop Dogg now?
Dude, he's probably like 100.
Snoop Dogg age. I'm doing this on the fly. He's 49, so he's almost 50 years old. Okay. So, and he's streaming video games. I guess it's fine, right? That's fine. I'm cool with it.
I guess. I mean, if he actually, I don't know if, what his background in video games is.
Yeah.
Like,
his kids probably play and whatever, you know what I mean? So, and he's just Snoop Dogg, right? Like, he doesn't really need to do anything. Although he's very good with like social media and kind of putting himself out there. The other night he was streaming Madden on Twitch. Okay. And, you know, he streams Madden. That's, you know, so he's not, you know, well, anyway.
He doesn't like say anything either.
What's that?
He sits there. He doesn't really talk to, like, he doesn't engage the audience. No. He doesn't act like Snoop Dogg. He just sits there and plays game.
Well, that's all it is. People just want to watch him play, apparently. That's a thing. I know. I don't want to watch anyone play. So, you know, if anyone wants to watch Snoop Dogg play, that's fine. That's good. That's what you like. I wasn't a big fan of what happened. So this is a thing to me, because I think this is an embarrassment to the gaming community. And let me explain why. So he was playing and he only got through one half of gameplay, one half of Madden of a game that he was playing. I guess he was playing some random online, and it was the end of the it was halftime, and he was down 28-0. OK, so. And he was down 21-0, and he was about to score. He was like on the 15-yard line, and he throws an interception. This is the first thing that happens.
Look at this shit.
Fuck. Okay. He's mad. Obviously, he's really mad. And then after that happened, Snoop Dogg then.
Fuck this shit. We came in this fucking room, and everything went fucking bad. Fuck this shit, man. Fuck.
Real mature. Way to teach children that rage quitting is a good thing. Not only did he rage quit, but he turned the console off, okay? And he forgot to disconnect the feed, the Twitch feed, for six, almost 7 hours. And he just walked away, and all you saw was this empty seat.
Nothing happened in the background? Like, nothing incriminating?
He just left the room. There was no one in there. And then finally, several hours later, he came back in and realized it was still on and turned it off. This is the thing, because he's teaching children that it's okay to rage quit, and it's okay to get mad at losing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is the wrong the wrong signal, right? It's the wrong message.
Oh yeah,
right.
It's just being who he is, yeah. And doing that. Like, I mean, I don't really. It's Snoop Dogg. Why didn't he even have them like promoting his channel? And then to know that people are going to watch him, and then still behave this way.
Yeah, I mean, he's broadcasted since this has happened, and everything has been fine. But for some reason, on this day, he must have been having a bad day or whatever it was, and he was getting his ass kicked, and he couldn't handle it. And like, and it wasn't just like he quit the game; he turned the console off. You remember that back in the day? Like,
mm-hmm. Completely done playing, totally.
Like, just done. Like, I am, and he was obviously by what you heard there. I mean,
fuck this shit.
He was done.
Look, Snoop, even mad, that guy does not sound threatening at all.
No,
like at all. Like, I couldn't imagine getting robbed by him and actually being like,
Matt, like, oh,
are you serious? I'm not sure if you're like kidding around or not.
He's 6'4" and he probably weighs like 110 pounds wet. Right. Like that's, I'm sure it's more than that, but, he really doesn't need to be playing video games, streaming video games. The guy really doesn't need to be doing anything. Not to say that he shouldn't be doing it, but like, I don't know. I just feel like that's not really what he should be going for. I mean, make a new song. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he has the talent. He's done it before. He could do it again. And I don't know. Like, I feel like all of these celebrities are jumping on the bandwagon of streaming games. And then what we get is a celebrity getting their ass kicked by some rando online. And that's, I don't know. It's just terrible. So it's a thing because it's just the wrong message. That's what I think.
Stupid.
Right. You agree with that? You do agree with that?
Totes
my goats. All right. Cyberpunk 2077. Their next big patch, was delayed by a cyber attack, by the cyber attack. Is that a thing or not a thing?
No, it's not a thing. This game doesn't exist anymore.
It's dead, right? I feel like it's dead. There's some, I mean, I'm sure there's four or five people out there to be like, you're an idiot. This game's amazing. Okay. Right. Well, cool. It isn't. So, oh my God. I'm so glad I didn't go like jump into the hype and buy this game. Oh man. I was close. I'm not going to lie, dude. Yeah, I was close.
You were close.
But there were so many delays and that was a red flag for me. And I was just like, nope, can't do it. And I'm so glad I listened to that. So the Xbox boss, Phil Spencer, he did a little video this past week, and the internet went insane. They went crazy because behind him was a Kojima toy. I think people need to calm the fuck down. This is not a thing, right?
Like, wait, but what was the Kojima toy? It was a toy of Kojima?
Yeah,
was it a toy of like Metal Gear?
It was the spaceman, like the logo, you know, the Kojima logo. I mean, you know, he's allowed to be a fan, right? Doesn't mean it's going to come to Xbox. So I think people need to calm down. I think this is not a thing. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, right? It's not. I'm sure there was other stuff on there that people like could have said stuff about, and all that stuff, majority of it's given to him.
Yeah, right.
It's not like he's going out and buying that shit. It's all like given to him. Like, so, yeah, absolutely. And like, what about the Xbox logo?
What about the Nintendo Switch behind him too?
Nintendo Switch is coming to Xbox.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, it's stupid. It doesn't mean shit.
I don't know why like, people are worried about it.
It's fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's like why even mention it? Why did I even mention it? Just because people are ridiculous. That's why I mentioned it. So. But I will mention this, and I think this is a thing. AEW, because we've been waiting for a new wrestling game, right? We've been waiting for something that's actually good, fun, right? I think all of the above. And Kenny Omega is a big proponent as far as video games because he is a big gamer. Says that they are aiming to release a console game in about a year, so I would imagine 2022. When that'll happen, that's great news. That means it's happening. They're working on it. Obviously, we recently saw like a video of like what they're working on. It looks okay. I'm sure they're, you know, it's just rendering, you know, they haven't really gotten much, but they have already released, if you have an iPhone or any kind of Mac, you could download their casino game. That is available. You could do that right now.
Oh, so you can't wait.
So you could play poker.
Yay.
Slots. That's not poker a thing. Slot. but the future console game, that's a thing, I think.
Yeah. Right. We need that. I hope they come out with it. I hope this thing is an overshoot, because really, if this thing seems to be getting a lot of legs and a lot of people seem to be on board, EA is not stupid. And if they wanted to, they could push something out. And when they would do it would be the holiday of this year. So they could, because they already took their year off. We really don't know what they were doing besides that stupid cartoony midget one that they had that arcade, you know what I'm talking about, the game they just released, the only wrestling game. So we don't know. And if that happens, I mean, shit, if they were smart, they would put something out at least just to compete with AEW. Because if they go another year without a wrestling game, AEW wins.
Yeah.
They will be the wrestling game.
They need to have it. They're poised. They're like in, they're ready to pounce on that market, I think, because like when it comes to wrestling, at least it's hard for me to like say it because I'm actually speaking as a fan, because I am a fan of AEW. I am no longer a fan of WWE. There's so many good things that are happening with AEW over WWE. So it needs to happen and it needs to hit hard. It needs to be right. So I'm okay with you know, coming out in a year. That's fine. I'm okay with it. But that means it has to come out in a year and they can't fuck it up. That's where I'm at with it. So I don't know. I guess we will see. We will see with that. But yeah, I think that's a thing. I think it's definitely a thing, and it needs to be something moving forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Real quick, the Call of Duty Warzone. Apparently, they're taking a page out of Fortnite's book. And they're they're adding Star Wars. No, I'm kidding. They're not doing that. No, but they will blow up Verdansk map and launch a new Black Ops theme. Is this a thing or not a thing?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because Warzone is one of the top three battle royales right now, and one of the biggest Fortnite issues.
And we would say that's not a thing.
Well, yeah, but we've seen how Fortnite does things now. Like Fortnite just takes built stuff that is on this island and decimates it and replaces it. That could be what they're doing here. So that's why it's exciting to see, because each game has its way of giving us something new.
Yeah.
PUBG literally just gave us a random playlist if we wanted. You might end up on one of the three or however many maps they have now. You know, Fortnite, it's just sectional. They just, you know, and Warzone so far has been more of an unlocking of parts that have already existed. But now to destroy everything and make it an actual like Black Ops theme. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know where Black Ops is. Well, if it's the Cold War, then that's the past. That's going to make the guns that we get different. That's going to make a lot of everything's going to, it's going to be a time period change, right?
I would imagine.
Because right now like, we're modern warfare. Yeah. And if we're going to go to Black Ops Cold War, then that's the 80s, right? That was the Cold War.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say anything about Cold War. You just put that in. I didn't know.
Well, that's what Black Ops is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What are they going to do? Black Ops 2, 3, or what? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be one of them.
Well, I mean, because there are already Black Ops Cold War weapons in the game just because of the actual game is out. So, like, but they, if you notice, if you have been playing the past week or so, that they did add a ship, like a broken down, like, warship or whatever. And there are zombies in the ship. There is there's a rumor that eventually those zombies it will be an outbreak and it'll be all over the island.
That'd be cool.
Interesting.
If it was AI. Yeah. And while you're fighting, just like, they did that with PUBG and it was a Resident Evil crossover.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. It added a day cycle, and at night the zombies came out, and then you had zombies and people to worry about.
Yeah.
And the zombies would, like, you know, get the people to run out of the buildings and stuff.
And,
so like,
and you can hear them shooting, so you know where they are and all that. Yeah, yeah. It definitely would change how the game is played and how people would play it. But yeah, this is very interesting. I don't know how exactly they're going to be doing this, and I don't know what rumors are true or what we're looking forward to. But no, this is cool. I'm definitely looking forward to see what they're going to be doing with this game. Man, it's fun. It is really good. They really nailed it with this one. And you know, the fact that it's still free is, well, it needs to always be free, I think.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
But at this point, when it comes to Call of Duty games for the PlayStation 4, officially, they are too big for some PlayStation 4 consoles. 500 gigabytes. That's a lot of gigabytes. Oh, man.
I have to delete games now.
Yeah.
To update, which is... I mean, I didn't even know that was how they were updating games. Yeah. Like, that's not how it used to work. It wasn't like you're downloading the game again and replacing it. It was like,
yeah,
it's
a lot. Man.
It's crazy.
It's a
500
lot.
Gigs. That's the entire memory.
Yeah, it is. Most consoles. Yes.
Yeah. The last gen, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
The Xbox One, my Xbox One, 500 gigs.
Sure.
My PlayStation 4, 500 gigs. So it would be, if I were to download Modern Warfare and Black Ops also, like the whole thing.
You could.
Because I have Warzone now, and it's 100 and something, but wow. Yeah, I couldn't download all three of those games, and I couldn't have anything else on my fucking system.
Well, you know what, though? There's so many gamers out there that just play Call of Duty. I would imagine it's not a problem, because they just play one game. Oh, it's so boring. I would never be like that person. Like, it's just that one person that plays Madden, that's all they play. It's like, oh my god,
Overwatch.
Well, no, I mean,
that
was you for a while. It's true. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. But that's not a very big game, so it's not a big deal. Yeah, I don't know. How about this one? How about a delay? Is this a thing or not a thing? So Need for Speed has been delayed. So Citrion can work on Battlefield. Is this a thing or not a thing?
Yes, it's good. I like Battlefield.
It's good. So it's definitely a thing.
Yes.
Why?
Other
than you liking it.
It's a thing because it means that we're not going to get another Need for Speed game very soon. And are specifically working on Battlefield 6. Which is great, because once these fucking games started veering off into like World War II and Battlefield, like World War I or whatever Battlefield 5 was supposed to be, and then and then they went Battlefield 1. I don't know if this is like Battlefield 4 and it actually goes back. Like, that's what it is. It's got to go back to how Hardline and Battlefield 4 played. Mm. And not like Battlefield 5 and Battlefield 1, because they play like Battlefront. And I've talked about this. Like,
yep.
Anyone who's played both games, if you played Battlefield 4 a lot, or even Hardline, or even 3, and then played Battlefront, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because they took that and they brought it into Battlefield.
They pretty much all they did was reskinned it.
No. But there's a way that the game actually plays, like the weapon, the way that the game feels. Like, you know how certain games like Gears of War, it feels clunky and like chunky.
Yeah.
The guns are like something about the feeling of the game when you play it, and the guns that when they fire, and the way that you do shoot, like it feels more like Battlefront
than
did Battlefield. Yeah, it's hard to explain. You'd have to know both of them, but that's why I stopped playing Battlefield. I was a huge fan of Battlefield until that happened.
Hmm.
I just can't. I can't do it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big Battlefront guy. So yeah, I'm kind of on the same page with you. So, but I think this is definitely a thing. This,
yeah, for sure.
Poor
EA. There hasn't been a Battlefield game in a while.
It's always like bad news for EA, but this one's a little bittersweet. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I want a new Titanfall.
Well, yeah, that's probably never going to happen. Are you worried about the shortages of semiconductors in America?
Kind of. I mean, it crossed my mind every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Apparently our president is actually worried about this. They're performing an investigation because apparently when it comes to the semiconductors in the nation right now, it's a big reason why there aren't a lot of PlayStation 5s, because there's not a lot of, they can't make them. So is this a thing or not a thing? Does this need to be taken care of, or are you okay with a little supply and demand and just wait your turn?
So he's serious?
Oh, this is a serious thing.
This is a real thing?
Coming from the top, man.
I mean, in a way, I guess it's a thing.
To be fair, with all of this, it will help the economy. So I think that's kind of the angle, right? At least in his case. But for our case,
we know that, you know, there's a reason, but wow, I didn't know that was the reason.
Yeah.
Get the semiconductors made.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a great point. Jack says that it's affecting car manufacturers too. That makes sense. So
what about the Xbox?
Well, yeah, I was just saying, yeah, of course it is. Anything that uses semiconductors are affected. So yes,
okay,
yes,
so,
yes, Verlaine. Yes, Verlaine. Yeah. Xbox is affected too.
That's a little different. Mm-hmm. If everything is affected by this,
yeah.
Oh well, looks like we got to come up with something else, don't we, humanity?
Yeah, laptops, you name it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay, computers, that's what's going to happen. If everybody uses the resources, eventually the resource is going to go away.
Yeah.
Not that it's a resource.
Well,
I
think a lot has to do with the pandemic. You know, a lot of these people were probably out of work. You never know. You know, you don't really know exactly the story that why this happened, but I would imagine that has something to do with it.
Well, I would just say, if there's a bunch of semiconductors, why not just make full-on conductors and stop breaking things down?
You're an idiot. You're a moron. I'm saying, if you're into stock market, maybe it's a good time to invest in semiconductors. Although I am not in any way, shape, or form a professional when it comes to stock market.
Or investing in
anything. Really in anything.
Straight up conductors.
Get that Dogecoin, yeah. I guess that's not really stock. It's currency. But yeah. I don't know. I think this is a thing. This is a big deal. It needs to be figured out. So apparently they kicked off a 100-day review on these semiconductors to figure out what the hell's going on. And why isn't this meeting
what standard? The hell is going on with our semiconductors?
Yeah. Why are the semiconductors not here? I don't know. So I'd say it's a thing.
Yeah. It will be soon.
It will be soon. How about this? So I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Skyrim is about to be released on another thing. Are you ready?
Yes.
A board game. Skyrim.
Nice.
Board
Why
game.
Not?
Why not? So I think officially we can say that it has been ported to everything imaginable.
Yes.
At this point.
That would
thing suck. Or not a thing?
That's a thing.
Okay.
I mean, it is.
We're still waiting on Elder Scrolls 6, right? Like, where the hell that is?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a video game turned into a board game. Like, how would you play it? It would take so long. It would be more like a Dungeons & Dragons type thing, which already exists.
There better be I would imagine it'd be a card or something that says something, right? That says something about, like, I can't go into battle because of the arrow I took to the knee.
Yeah, I guess.
I think there has to be that. Or like, you know, you attack a chicken and then everyone's like, ah, and they all attack you. Oh, yes. NPCs. Gotta love them. Gotta love them. But yeah, this is apparently it's a thing. It's going to happen. It's officially in the works.
They should have an NPC deck so that, like, you come up to NPCs and there's a deck of cards that you have to draw.
That's actually pretty funny. That's a great idea. You should tell them that idea.
No,
I believe we just did.
I think they just took that idea.
As far as board games go, on the website, gamefixshow.com, Gina actually posted this up. It's another board game. They sold out the first run and they're making more. But Stardew Valley, the board game, will be available at some point.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray! I mean, hooray. I mean, it sold hooray. Out. You know, who would have thought that people were really into Stardew Valley? But I guess there are a lot of people into Stardew Valley.
Yeah, Szechuan sauce at McDonald's sold out too.
Fair enough. So, that's fair. That's fair. How about this one? Thing or not a thing? Bethesda sued because Fallout 4's all-inclusive season pass did not include everything. I feel like that's a duh. Why would they? Why would you call it all-inclusive if it doesn't include all?
Maybe it was all-inclusive to that point in time.
Mm.
Maybe they didn't mean forever, we're just going to give everything to you for free. I mean, look, it's all in the wording, and if there's nothing on there that actually states what I said, then yeah, they're idiots.
Yeah.
But I mean, look what they just did with their whole game release.
It's fair.
So, I mean, it's, I don't know. That's retarded.
Yeah, it just needs to, I don't know.
Because idiot in marketing said that would be a great thing to call this. Let's call it the all-inclusive fucking pass.
If that guy hasn't been fired yet, I don't know.
Like, what? Why would you do that on a game based on the internet that is going, like, your main goal is for it to last forever.
Right, right.
So then you're just going to be like, let's give everything that we create to them for free forever?
So the pass was sold with the promise it would grant access to all future content, but it didn't.
Then they are...
Then they deserve it, right? I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm getting sued.
They're just going to have to make it free. That's all they're going to do. They're going to make it free. They could be shady like Epic and purposely be doing this. They're going to be like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We promised blah, 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 but the launch blah, blah, blah sucked, and we need to make this money back. So here's how we're going to do it, team. We are going to take this DLC and we're going to release it for a price for a week or 2 weeks until someone says something, and at that point it becomes free. We already made $100,000, $500,000, but we keep doing it every time we have a DLC, almost like, oopsie, we forgot, and by then it's too late and we have the money. And we can always convince somebody, hey, instead of us giving you the money back, how about we give you this much in in-game currency? Because as long as they don't give the cash back, it's business as usual.
Interesting.
That's what I would do. So don't buy a game from me, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I wouldn't anyway. So that's even more fair. So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's
bad
biz. I agree with that. So last thing, actually Mike posted it up on the website gamefixshow.com. You check it out. So Sony Japan Studios, they're shutting down game development for restructuring, although I'm not too worried about it because a lot of Sony Japan Studio games come out I'm not really big on.
That's probably why they need to be restructured from the ground up.
Yeah.
Their games. It is like, who are they? I think what they did was just hire a bunch of old Nintendo workers.
It's a thing. This is definitely
didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like they have what Knack, the Astro Boy things, which are okay. They're clever little but they're just tech demos.
It was Last Guardian.
Last Guardian was almost like a tech demo in its own little way.
Yeah.
Like everything that they've made is more of a tech demo. Like Knack is just all about them particles, like showing us the new age of gaming with how many particles we could put on a screen.
I think,
and how many you can control.
And another thing you have to realize too is a lot of these games, like Gravity Rush, that's another one. Demon Souls, Bloodborne, a lot of these games did really well in Japan. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like they're making games for their people because, Japanese people actually like different games than American people.
Yeah, it's
so
a culture.
It's a definitely. Culture thing. So I feel like that's kind of where they messed up.
Yeah, then their problem is bringing that over here. But again, obviously, it's not even working over there.
Yeah.
Because they're restructuring. It's not like they're going to just stop selling us their stuff and make another division like America Studio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and kind of translate everything, or make the same kind of gimmicky tech demos, but for us that appeal to us that they can hopefully convert into an actual IP. But it's not working over there.
No, it's not.
You know, people are like, oh, this is stupid. And I mean, like, look, if you ever played any of the games, like, they're very gimmicky. Like, I mean, they have their like the Bloodborne game and stuff like that. But outside of that, it is. And Bloodborne to me, dude, I didn't even play that because it was so much like Dark Souls. And I get it. It's from Software, right?
Yeah.
But it was just like one of a different discussion why they even did that. Like, why make it, you know what I'm saying? They were so similar to, in my eyes. Why did they make two different games? It was like competing with yourself.
I don't know.
But in any case, I mean, yeah, I guess for us, really, for most people, it's not really a big deal that this company is
kind of,
restructure
away. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention as far as video games? We got some movie stuffs to get to, TV stuffs.
No.
All right. Well, off the bat, I know it's something you're very excited about. It was just announced that Neil Blomkamp, if you know who that is, he wrote District 9. There will be a sequel to it called District 10. This was a movie that I know Verlaine is a big fan over. I believe this is a thing. I think this is a huge thing. I think when it came to the movie itself, personally, I think it was lacking a little bit. I think it was confusing in some points. It's one of those games you have, it's one of those movies you have to kind of watch a few times to kind of figure out what the hell's going on, at least to me. But it was actually very smart. And if you really know what the movie was about, which now I do, right? Blomkamp also wrote Chappie, right? Isn't that the other one?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, robot with,
which is actually, I enjoyed that movie. I thought that movie was great. I enjoyed that. Yeah. So, District 9 is good. I think District 9 is more of like a smart movie. I'm hoping, because like at the very end of the movie, not to give anything away, but I'm totally giving anything away, the main character turned into one of the aliens or species or whatever.
It's a movie that needed a sequel because of how confusing, how much shit was going on.
Right.
But it was also written, like when it came out, it was still one of those time periods where it was still like, shock value was something, and like making artsy movies with more like depth and things that made you think, and maybe even outside of the movie itself.
Yeah,
like that was the in thing, the Matrix. Like,
oh, he did. Thank you, Jack. He did Hardcore Henry as well. Very cool. I forgot about that.
First person. Yes, that movie is awesome. I'm excited. I just hope. I hope they don't screw it up.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be like, don't skip time. Don't prequel this. Just sequel. Direct sequel. Let's see the dude that had his fucking arm that started changing into one of those things.
Yeah.
Let's just like.
Well, I mean, by the very end, it showed him and he was complete. He was transformed.
Take it from there.
Yeah. I agree. And see like what happened to District 9 and where it goes from there. So. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a thing. I think this is something to look forward to. If you've never seen District 9, you should definitely do yourself a favor and check that out.
Yeah.
Yes. So as you know, as far as the Mortal Kombat movie, there hasn't been any inkling or any Johnny Cage is not in the movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. So at this point, who would play Johnny Cage? I'm gonna ask you. You want to think about it for a second, but throwing out their name, and actually, I'm kind of like, I want to see more about that. The Miz from WWE has thrown his name in the hat, saying that he'd love to play Johnny Cage.
This movie's already made.
No. In Mortal Kombat 2, in the second one, if there is a second.
Oh, because he's not in the first. They're saying he's not in the first movie at all.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, I would imagine Johnny Cage would eventually show up in the new Mortal Kombat movies. If they do a second one, you know what I mean? We don't even know if they're going to do a second one, but if they do a second one, I would imagine Johnny Cage would be in it. Who can you see playing them?
Loved Casper Van Dien as Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was so good. It just fit. It fit. Casper Van Dien as Johnny Cage. It just fits. To me, it was perfect. And he knew how to fight.
Oh, that's right. That was the Rico, right? From Starship Troopers.
Yeah, he's Rico.
Right.
But he was Johnny Cage in the internet, in the Mortal Kombat Legacy web series that never finished. Ermac killed him, or he killed... No, Johnny Cage killed him.
Killed Ermac.
Ermac was about to kill him, Johnny Cage, and I think Liu Kang came and killed both of them, maybe?
Ooh.
Because Liu Kang's a bad guy in that one.
Yeah.
He, like, gets corrupted and pissed off, and kills Liu Kang.
If he was young enough, could you see Lyndon Ashby redoing it?
No. He wasn't really my favorite.
I love Lyndon Ashby.
I don't know. It's so many people could be Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
Jean-Claude Van Damme would have been one.
Well, I mean, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme was originally supposed to play Liu Kang.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that was the... You could learn about all of this stuff on my other podcast, MortalKombatMinute.com. But I mean, there was a lot, to see, like, who would play that. So I don't know, like, yeah, but I think Jean-Claude Van Damme's a little too old for that role, at least at this point.
Absolutely.
Not to say that he couldn't do it. I would imagine he could probably still do it.
See, that's what we even have, like, like action stars like that anymore? Like real fighters that became film? Like,
no.
There are no Van Damme, Schwarzeneggers. I mean, Steven Seagal.
What about like Keanu Reeves?
Well, see, that's different because Keanu Reeves became a fighter through being an actor. He wasn't a fighter first. He just learned all the stuff through the movies.
Yeah.
But I'm saying people that were like, dude, this guy's so good. And even saying people like The Rock could maybe be one, but it's still wrestling is so like,
I don't know.
But like we need someone like that again.
Honestly, the one name that comes to mind, he would have to train for it, obviously. But Chris Pine, I think he could totally pull off a Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
So totally. I don't know. That's off the top of my head. That's kind of like But if you're in the chat room, throw out another name that you think. I don't know. Who knows? But Miz, I don't know. I'd like to see his acting skills. That's really where I'm at. Because he's got the charisma, so I don't know. I don't, like, he actually, it, like, his character in WWE, The Miz, is kind of like Johnny Cage. He's like he's like the, the Hollywood actor, and all that. So, I don't know.
What about The Rock as Quan Chi?
I mean, that's fine. Whatever. How about The Rock as Goro?
I mean, I guess.
See, the same thing.
Well, Quan Chi is sweet. I mean, Quan Chi would match The Rock. I wasn't throwing a name.
No, Quan Chi is cool as hell, man. You'd need somebody that was, like, smooth. Honestly, I think you would need a black guy to play Quan Chi. That's where I'm at.
The Rock?
He's not black, but yeah. Right? Maybe I'm just putting my foot in my mouth.
He's half black. He's half Samoan.
It's Samoan, right, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just put white paint on him, white face, and he's Shinnok or Quan Chi.
Shinnok. Anyway. All right, moving on. Are you in with a Netflix anime of Terminator? Are you in or out? Thing if or it's, not a thing?
If it's written by James Cameron and if it's canon to at least the first two, then yes. Even if it's canon to Genesis, yes. Genesis was so good. Genesis, like, people were just fucking idiots, and they shouldn't have spelled it that way, but, I love that movie. That movie was something that was going to go somewhere sweet.
Yeah. It's okay. Action was good. I'll give you that.
Dude, he ends up with the T2's powers, pretty much. I mean, like, that was sweet. Like, that could have went so awesomely, because, obviously, the T-800 is, like, one of the strongest ones, even though it's the most primitive. He's proving that.
Yeah.
Now give him those powers of liquid metal.
All right.
But yeah, series would be sweet. As long as they made it bloody.
Jesse threw out a name for The Miz. He says George St. Pierre. He said it was kind of good. or kind of starting in be good in the Winter Soldier. Yeah, he's not much of an actor. I don't know. I don't think so.
Sometimes, I mean, look at what's her name in Mandalorian. Still became a
fair
hit.
Fair. Absolutely fair. She's a terrible actor and a terrible person to boot. How about that? So, I don't know. I don't really, I don't know. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to watch an anime Terminator series. It's just not going to happen.
They'll make it so bloody.
They need to. See, all these animes need to be bloody. It's stupid if you don't. So stupid.
I mean, the only thing that's going to make it, it's got to be canon with the movie. If it's not, like, everything, any animated anything that's not canon and not, like, very tied into the source, it's, I mean, traditionally, it doesn't work. Like, even when they did Mortal Kombat cartoon, RoboCop cartoon, like, all those kind of cartoons, they just suck. So, whatever. But the ones they do on Netflix, like, when you see, like, The Witcher, it's fucking tied into The Witcher. Like, it's the fucking Witcher character. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it succeeds. Hmm. So, I don't know. I'm a fan of the Terminator. So
that's fair. How about it was already announced, the Halo TV series, but it's moving from Showtime to Paramount Plus.
Dude, talk about something that's been technically delayed forever.
Yeah.
Including the half-half show that was out there.
Including the game.
Yes. Like, I don't know, man. It's just when it comes to Halo anything, it's just so, I don't even know, man. If they even released the stuff that I used to like know about, I never knew about it.
Yeah.
So it didn't even matter. I remember watching something about some short like series that Xbox had. Maybe it was only on Xbox Live, on like the live entertainment thing that they had. Yeah. But it was Halo based. But it was like a bunch of younger kids that were like in training. A
bunch of young whippersnappers.
And it had nothing to do with Master Chief at all. It was stupid. I don't even know, fucking whatever.
It's all these writers that think, oh, we're gonna be cool. We're gonna do it different. But they don't. No one wants it different. They want it what you know what I mean? Like, they don't want it different.
Dude, the best thing about Halo was the what did they call it? The Brood, not the Brood, but whatever. The Flood.
The Flood.
The Flood was the best part. But then that's just a ripoff of Half-Life.
Right.
But that was still, like, to me, that was like one of the coolest parts of Halo, was when it got into that horror element that was just killing the guys and the bad guys and the good guys.
Yeah.
Guys and the girls.
Guys and the girls.
All the girls too.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Halo. That's another thing that I am not going to watch. How about this? Batman Beyond director says new episodes could be possible if the fans campaign for it. I feel like that's just like I don't know, like, oh, if the fans campaign for it, we could totally do it. I feel like they're totally doing it, right?
Crowdsource it. That's the beginning of a crowdsource. Oh, we had this many people say this. Well, now the studio says if we could raise this much money, like, nobody wants it. Like, if the professional studios that make these things don't want your idea, that is not only a red flag, that should be the last flag you ever see based on that idea, is when you pitch it and no one wants it, especially when it's an idea from back then. So it existed, it was canceled. Now, you can't just think that right now at this moment is the only time they decided to pitch this. They've probably been, the people that created it probably been trying to get it fucking back on forever. And now they're resulting in, like, if you guys say it's cool, then mommy and daddy said they might let us keep it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like a weird thing to say. Like,
I mean, to me, that's just saying, if I was a billionaire, just buy the idea. Like, hey, these guys are hurting, I should just buy Batman Beyond, buy the fucking property.
Yeah.
Put out something stupid. I stopped watching it because the only cool thing about Batman Beyond was when they, you know, it was old Bruce Wayne. So it was the real Bruce Wayne from the Batman animated series, absolutely, which was what I last saw. I think I just got too old for Batman Beyond. And it's like, at that time, they also had Spider-Man 2099 in the comics. And I was like all about Marvel. And, not my thing.
I agree. All right. Are you ready for some Marvel?
Marvel.
Before we do the Fan Division or WandaVision, Real quick. They did announce the when it's starting to stream Loki, the Loki series. So that starts streaming June 11th on Disney Plus. I would imagine we'll be doing that on our show, on our little show we have here.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, I just make sure. I'm just gauging where you're at.
Loki's one of my favorite Loki's characters.
Awesome.
Like, yeah. The whole arc with Loki was brilliant.
There was a recent interview with Brolin, Josh Brolin, and he said that his biggest regret in playing Thanos was killing Loki. He says he wishes that would never have happened because he loved the character Loki so much, and Tom Hiddleston kind of brought that character to what it was, and he was just like kind of bummed about it. He's like, but in the interview he's like, but now you're doing a TV show, so I guess it's not that big a deal anymore. But like, he was just like, yeah, he's like, that was the one thing that like really bummed me out, because I was like, man, that was a great character, and I was the one that killed him. You know what I mean? Like, which is so funny, but like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So that was good. That's good. So yeah, look forward to that. I am definitely looking forward to that as well. Okay, are you ready for some WandaVision? A little segment we like to call the Fan Division, because we are fans of the show. So if you haven't seen episode 8, first of all, why? Second of all, we don't want to give anything away if you haven't. So at this point, just, you know, stop listening, go back, watch the show, then come back and listen to this part, because we don't want to give away any spoilers. So, because we are going to spoil the shit out of it. This is what we do. So, okay, now let's begin. So, episode 8. Episode 8 is a little different than what we've used to. It starts off with Wanda and, as we know now, Agnes.
Agatha.
Agatha Harkness. They're in her basement or whatever they are. She has her children locked up somewhere. And, pretty much all she's trying to figure out is how she conjured this fake reality. Right. So, because I would imagine she's trying to figure out how to do it herself.
Yes.
Right. Like, that's kind of what I was getting at,
yes.
or what I realized what was happening. And, so she was taking her through her entire life, kind of like looking for clues of how to go forward with this.
They did this in Rick and Morty.
Did they?
Yeah. There was an episode where they kind of did this with him. They went through and made him relive stuff, because what they were trying to do is find that memory that triggered it. So in real life, so then she could be like, that's what did it.
So are you saying they ripped off Rick and Morty?
I think they might have ripped off Rick and Morty.
That's crazy. That's okay. That's cool. Well, Rick and Morty is one of those shows that it transcends like anything. Like, you could, like, you know, it's like at first it was like, this is kind of like a Back to the Future ripoff. But then all of a sudden, like, no, it's not. It's more of a, you know, it's like there's so many different things it could be. But anyway, I digress. As far as WandaVision goes, so takes her through her childhood, and we got to see the actual day and the actual, you know, in the MCU, they were talking about how there was a bomb that came into their home, and it said Stark Industries on it. And, you know, so it was them, how they started hating Stark. I guess in this case, they would probably start hating the father, right? Or
no.
Just Stark Industries as a whole.
They started hating whoever owned Stark Industries, which was Tony Stark.
Which at that point, I guess, yeah, because she's younger than him, right? Yeah, I guess,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out the timeline. So, this bomb goes in there, kills her parents, but doesn't harm her or her brother. I feel like this was kind of the beginning of her powers, right? That's kind of what I got.
Yeah, this was an important episode, because it was the origin, and it was only stuff that we've heard them talk about.
Yeah.
But it's fixing and it's priming us for so much more.
Yeah.
First
of all, we got to see all the shows that they watch. So it makes sense to the earlier episodes of her, like imagining like I Love Lucy, Bewitched, all those, you know. So anyway, go ahead.
So yeah, they watch. That's what they always watch during this wartime. So the most important part, in my opinion, is that she had powers before this, and that's something that we didn't know, because we were led to believe that they were just guinea pigs. They were they volunteered to be test subjects for the test for the scepter, or the stone, whatever right. What stone is it?
Is it the Mind Stone? The
Mind Stone, yeah. Right. So, but what happened, instead of the Mind Stone actually giving them powers, it amplified their powers.
Right.
So what happened, they didn't die from that bomb because she stopped it, but she didn't know she stopped it.
Right.
But she had a feeling she did something, but yeah, so that's when we first saw, but they never said that. And that is priming us for the introduction of mutants and X-Men and all that, because now we know that she was born with it. So this isn't, they don't need to call them miracles anymore because they bought the Fox IP. I'm breaking the fourth wall. So now they can go ahead. Once this is established, they can call them mutants because now we have been proven and showed that they were born with these powers.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just given to them by the stone. So,
do you feel that in the next episode we will hear the word mutant? It's an important question.
I mean, it could.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never really thought about it. I don't think they
think about it.
I don't know. I think that, yeah, I really don't. I don't know. I don't know if they'll address it if they want to.
Yeah.
But something, I mean, okay. So they go through life. I think that it is kind of important, A, to realize that, yeah, all these shows, like it's, and it did show her like watching each show variation, like throughout the time that she was going through in the background or whatever they were watching was another show that they imitated.
Right.
I think it was interesting when
the Dick Van Dyke show.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
and Malcolm in the Middle.
Well, right. Right. Well, I mean, what they were watching at that point was Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. So the fact that she did not steal Vision, they said that she did steal Vision. Remember?
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh no, I definitely remember.
And said that she stole Vision's body, but that's completely different because, and that's very important too, because mm-hmm. now how I was like, I knew they have to, in some way, Vision is coming back, like to the MCU. He's got to come back. This is how he comes back because she was already her, but it amplified the powers almost like the stone put a shell around what she was.
Yeah.
That shell, as we saw when it showed the creation of this, was fully what created Vision. So Vision, as we know him right now, is self-aware, conscious of what he is and who he is and his love for Wanda. But he is not a solid state being, which is how he started when he was Jarvis. He had to be put into a body.
Right.
So we have that for the very end scene.
Well, before we get to that, another scene of Wanda showed her go up to the Mind Stone, and there was like a big explosion, right? And it not only did it not kill her, but it made her stronger, it amplified her powers then. So there, a lot of the past MCU stuff where pretty much Vision said that, it's funny. Even Hawkeye knew that Wanda was stronger than Vision. Like, isn't that weird? Like, I don't even know how he knew that. But like, because he was like, you can't overpower me. He's like, I know I can't, but she can. And she totally did. But not only that, but Vision also knew that she was the only one that could destroy that stone because of her makeup and how she, her powers are, because her powers come from that stone. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, he is from that stone. Yeah. That stone is his soul almost, like that made him alive.
Yeah.
That stone also amplified and is part of her and her brother. So like, yeah, that's their connection right there. And that's why she was so able to recreate him and her brother.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
So yeah, and I think it was also interesting that they were really like, at first I was kind of getting a little bored. I'm like, okay, I get it, but like, I don't really want to see all this witchy stuff.
Well, that's the point of the show. Because
it showed that she really was a witch, like before the gem,
right?
And well, the fact that she's still a witch.
She has the term Scarlet Witch has not been uttered until this episode.
Right.
So that's very important. I think when it comes to that character, because it's something that Agatha Harkness knew that it was, but she wasn't sure who it was until she met Wanda, and then she realizes, oh my God, that's you. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know. But what does she call herself? The Purple Witch.
I don't know.
There's like another term that she uses, but anyway, like, but all the different scenes that they showed, you know, the scene when they were in Stark compound, and yeah. They're just kind of, you know, it was right after Pietro died, so right after Age of Ultron, and they Vision came in and they were just having a conversation, and it was like that was like the point where I'm guessing where they fell in love. And it's weird because like I keep thinking to myself that Vision is a robot, but he has feelings. He has like a humanity to him because of the stone.
Yeah. And that's the thing. She's the only one who could ever see that because, right. You know, she can feel him, right. And she could feel the stone. And I think that's when she first just actually felt him as a life.
Yeah.
And not like, you know.
I mean, he found something that was funny that didn't need an explanation. And it made her laugh because it was just like, yeah, that's right. Like, because she felt it was an actual like pure enjoyment. And she felt that. And it showed. I think that's really what I was getting at there. Yeah.
Yeah. The Vision is, he's not done. No. No matter what.
Well, definitely not now because.
Well, yeah. You know,
and so at the end of the show, we see that there is the White Vision, right? Like he's, I don't know.
And that's cool because the White Vision is a real Vision in the comic books.
Yep.
So, but I mean, no matter what happens, like even if that Vision gets destroyed, like, but I mean, it is coincidence because they flat out showed that now Vision is back to being like a Jarvis kind of like. Something you could put into him.
He's a machine.
I'm thinking right now, she's got to fight him.
Yeah.
She's got to fight him, but someone's going to come down and intervene. I don't think it's going to be a bad guy. I think just someone's got to come down and intervene with this.
Yeah.
Could, I don't know. Thor maybe.
Yeah. I love, what's her name that plays Agatha Harkness? I love her as an actor. She's been in a lot of different like comedy movies, but man, like she's really nailing this role. I really am enjoying her. Like, you know, at the end of the slow clap at the end where it finally came through. And now she finally realizes where it comes from. It's good. I can't wait to see more of her. And eventually I would imagine she would eventually make it to the MCU. Right. I'm thinking. I don't know. It all depends on what happens in this next episode, I think.
So the next one's the last one?
Yeah, this is it. Episode, wow. We're talking 8, so the next one's 9, that's it. At least as far as we know, they said 9, so maybe there's 10 that we don't know about. That would be actually kind of cool. That's actually kind of a cool thing if they do that they said it was 9, they were like, just kidding, there's one more. You know what I mean?
It's a 9 episode, but it's a to-be-continued episode.
Or something, yeah, or, you know, hey, a new season would be awesome because we haven't heard anything like that either. Let me ask you this. Once the force field, once the Westview, the force field is down, will that Vision still be alive?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think it's all caused by whatever's causing everything.
Or do you think that Wanda will combine the two?
Oh yeah. She's going to put the fake one.
Yeah.
Because it came out of her as specifically just the yellow, the orange color, while everything else was red. That came out orange, just like Jarvis was before he was put into the shell. Mm-hmm. So I think by the end of that episode, she will put his soul and his being back into him, into the white shell, so that he doesn't need the gem to survive, because she just put all of that she's going to go back to the way she's taking that enhanced part of her and giving it to him to bring him back to life. She'll go back to normal Scarlet Witch. So it won't be the enhanced version. Whether we're going to even see a difference or not, I don't know.
Who knows?
But already that hex that what's-her-name put stopped all of it. Yeah. So that's the stone's enhancement couldn't even break the spell of the other witch.
Did you like the quick backstory of Agatha Harkness? Where her like other witches were like, she used her magic or her witchery bad or whatever, since then they punished her, and when they punished her, she pretty much sucked the life force out of them.
Yeah, she was like sucking their life out.
Did we need it?
Well, it was kind of like, okay, I get it. That was something they could have just told us.
How do you tell someone in a TV show when you can just show? You know what I mean? I feel like that's. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I was like, okay.
Just like with Wanda's whole story, like up until now, we were just told the gem enhanced them.
Yeah.
They didn't need to tell us because they didn't need to get that far. Like with that, I think simply just saying, well, just so you know, I was a witch and I used my powers badly and I killed everybody by sucking their life force out, which may or may not matter. If it matters, then yes, show us, because then maybe that's something that comes into effect.
Yeah.
Life force, her needing it to be young, existing at all. Like, because if it's Salem witch trials, like something's got to be going on.
Yeah.
So it depends. But honestly, like all that past stuff of her, Agatha, like, I don't know. I was okay with. Okay. I mean, fine. I was more interested in the Wanda stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool. It's fun. I'm very much looking forward to this last episode. Is it going to be the last episode? That's what. Although her parents were those her real parents?
I mean, it depends on where they go.
Well, yeah, because so like far, in the comic book, her parents, well, her father's at least Magneto, right?
Yeah, Magneto's her dad.
Was that Magneto that they were watching TV with?
In the Fox version, Quicksilver's father is Magneto.
Correct.
But Quicksilver's sister is not recognized as Wanda.
It's weird that they didn't show him or Monica Rambeau in this episode. I was kind of like, what happened to them? Because they were at the very end of that episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't they show them? Like, what were they doing this whole entire time?
Yeah.
Or did this whole episode happen in like a blink of an eye, but to her it was like a long time. I don't know how they're going to explain that. Cuz remember at the very end there was like that end scene where he like said something about like Snooper's going to snoop, or what does he say?
Snooper's going to snoop.
So weird. So I would imagine obviously we're going to see them in the last episode, but yeah, so I want to know how that plays out.
All the X-Men are gonna be there.
What if Wolverine shows up?
I think the whole world would shit their pants.
Oh my god,
Marvel would win. DC, the whole company would just falter, like would just like collapse.
I don't know. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to next week, or this coming Friday rather. And I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, with the white Vision, that's interesting. I don't know really much about Vision once he turned white. But
I think he's the same. I don't know what the story of his color was, but yeah. He's the same Vision. So I think the dude's using him to get her.
How is he powered? What is that blue thing on his forehead? See, I don't know that.
I don't know what the blue thing is, but what activated him was they had the drone that had her residual power in it. So it could just be just a core, like the Tony Stark's thing. It could be, you know, like anything.
Hmm.
Okay. Maybe in the comic books.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I got about all I could get. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us to this episode. There are so much to get to. I can't wait to next week to see what we're dealing with on Friday. So it's gonna be fun. It's definitely gonna be fun. So Snoop Dogg, stop playing video games. Verlaine, start playing video games.
I do.
I know. See what you were on that. Maybe no, maybe not.
Maybe. Maybe. See, my Xbox has a shitty controller, man.
Oh, that's complaining. Just get a new controller then.
I don't know about all that. I have one.
Okay. Well, then what are you talking about?
It's too much to explain.
Really? All right. All right. Well, then we should probably just let the people go. Thank you so much for watching live or downloading the audio version. We really do appreciate that. If you don't know where to find that, you could really anywhere you would download a podcast. Just search Game Fix Show. You can find us. Easiest way to find the audio actually is probably our website, though, gamefixshow.com. Please check out the articles that our peeps post up every week, stuff that we think are important. And yeah, we like to cover things that we like. I think that's fair. And if there's something you guys want to cover, well, you're going to have to be a Patreon. So to do that, you can actually go on the website and you can see the link there and become a supporter of the show like that. So, CJ, take us out.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.